Jeff Anders, you're with the Product Marketing Group at Embarcadero with a focus on Java tools. How are you today?
Great. Thanks, Wayne.
Excellent. And you would like to talk today about provisioning in lockdown.
Yes.
So tell me in an Eclipse context, what does provisioning in lockdown mean?
Well, I think it has two meanings, although they're complementary. Within provisioning, we talk about being able to provision an Eclipse tool stack, and I think that's pretty common. People are familiar with that. They use, you know, technology that's there today. There's a lot of work going on with Equinox and P2 specifically around Eclipse provisioning, and that's certainly one area of interest to developers and people who are using the Eclipse stack. The other area we talk about provisioning is within a workspace itself, and that's an area that I think is also interesting to developers in that they have a workspace that they may have created through various plugins and different property settings and so on, and they may want to share that with other colleagues, other developers, and so being able to capture and provision both the tool stack and the workspace is something that we're hearing from our side is of more and more interest to developers and development managers and companies who have inside IT organizations and things like that.
So can we talk about those separately? You mentioned, first off, provisioning of the tools themselves, the tool stack itself. That's today we do that with technologies like P2. What other challenges are people facing just in that particular area?
Well, I think one of the strengths that is, widely known and recognized about Eclipse is the flexibility and the essentially the ability to create virtually any tool stack you want with all of the plugins. And while that's a great strength and benefit of Eclipse, it also does introduce somewhat of a challenge for companies that are trying to run development organizations where different developers can create sort of different tool stacks even though they're working on the same project. And so one of the things that we hear quite frequently is, well, how do I control that? How do I manage that? And how do I know that each of my developers is really using the same tool stack so that, if a problem shows up, say, in development, that QA or testing or someone else using the same tool stack can reproduce that problem? And this is sort of where the notion of lockdown comes in. And quite honestly, I think the term is a little bit of a misnomer because the intent really isn't to lock down the environment and prevent any changes. It's really to make sure that the developers working on a project have a consistent interface, a consistent tool stack, and that the developers and QA and testing have something that they know is a known entity to them when they're working on a project.
So I guess I'm a little confused. So it's not necessarily about preventing developers from customizing their tool stack, but it's about making them consistent. How are those different?
Well, I think the idea of locking down Eclipse, I mean, to be honest, that's something that's very difficult to do. I mean, if you have access to the local file system, you can certainly, go and find plugins and install them in your own Eclipse configuration. So, unless you were working in some sort of hardened environment where you wouldn't have access to the local file system or something, it would be virtually impossible, I'll say, to lock it down. So it's, I think that, I personally don't like to think of it as really locking down the environment. I like to think of it as maintaining the integrity of the environment. And what I mean by that is that if I, as a developer, find a plugin for something and I pull it into my environment and I test it and I get it to work within my tool stack, I may actually want to share that with other developers on my project. And so the idea of provisioning, I think, really to make it most useful is to basically capture my environment, capture my profile, if you will, for my tool stack, and push that up to some central site, a central place that can then be managed and then pushed back down to other developers on my team and say, okay, here's a tool stack that is known, that has worked, that is approved, you know, for use within our project or our organization. And that's what we mean by provisioning, is being able to capture an environment, push it up to a server or a central place, and then share it back out. So it's really sort of a bi-directional operation, if you will.
So now, is it common in your experience then that folks out there, that organizations out there have these very dynamic environments with the very dynamic provisioning? I guess I can envision, the scenario that you just outlined, where a developer finds something very useful and they want to add it to the stack, and they push it up, and then that gets disseminated out to the rest of the developers. Is that something that we see people wanting to do or actually doing on an ongoing basis, or changes happening on 6-month boundaries, year-long boundaries?
Well, I think it happens probably more than we're aware of, because developers will sort of do it I don't want to say without knowing, but, a simple case may be if I'm working on a project and I have a plugin for a certain app server, I'm running into a problem, I find out there's a new version of that plugin to deploy to an app server, I go get the plugin, and I find out that, in fact, you know, it takes care of the problem that I was having. The question is, well, the other, 20, 30, 40, 100, 200 developers on my team may run across that same problem. And I don't necessarily think of it. I just go ahead and do my work. I'm happy. I fixed my problem. And the question is, well, how do I share that information, and how do I make sure that everyone else now gets access to that? And I don't think it's necessarily happening, 5, 10, 15 times a day, but things like that happen probably more often than we know about, just because, it's almost subconscious that as an Eclipse user, as an Eclipse developer, we just do that because we know that capability is there for me to very easily go get a plugin. Mm-hmm. It might be a new version of a plugin. It may be a new plugin that helps me do my job faster or better. And once I have it and I've tested it in my environment, I just keep on working. So I think it probably happens more often than what we know. Certainly one of the things that we're hearing from our side is more coming from the top down, where we have project managers, IT managers, people running a development organization, where they're actually seeing it because they have QA people who can't reproduce problems that were reported, or QA finds a problem, they give it back to development to fix, development can't fix it or reproduce the problem. And what we see happening is, in some cases, that they're not running the same tool stack. And so we're actually hearing more, I would say, from the top down, this desire to know what's on all of the desktops and to be able to sort of manage and control that to an extent.
And then what is Embarcadero doing?
Well, we're actually we're working on several things right now to help with this, based on the feedback and the input that we've gotten from customers, some of the challenges that they have. We're actually have some projects under works right now, looking at how to solve the provisioning problem, how to make sure that we, how can we offer a solution that will help maintain the integrity of the developer's desktop. And again, not limit what they can do in the sense that if they find plugins or they want to add plugins to their environment to prevent them from doing that, but just enable them to share that more easily and consistently across the organization when they do it.
You also mentioned earlier provisioning of workspace content.
Correct.
And what are the challenges you see organizations facing there?
Well, it's very similar to the ones that we have with plugins in one sense, although in the case of workspaces, I think it's really more about just ensuring or helping developers maintain some consistency. So if I were starting a project and I set up my profile for a workspace where I might have, any number of properties set, I might look in a particular place for a runtime environment. I might set up things for, class path or environment variables. I might, any number of properties that I can set through a workspace profile. And the idea is, well, I can write all those down. I can publish them to a wiki. I can, I can do it. I can share that information any number of ways with other developers. But the idea is, wouldn't it be nice if, as part of capturing my tool stack, I also captured the information about my specific workspace profile. And then once, you know, collectively all that information was pushed to a central repository, it could be pulled back down to individual developer desktops so that, you know, they wouldn't have to worry about, you know, checking all the boxes and typing in all the information and risk making sort of a human error type of thing, whereas it would just all be in the profile that they pull down. And so in this case, it's really about just making their life a lot easier and removing some of the risk of human error, I think.
Can we talk a little bit more of some of the specifics? How are people, what are some of the solutions that you're offering that provide some specific help to people out there with provisioning problems?
So I think what I can do is maybe talk about some of the things that we're currently working on and some of the specific features that we've been asked for when in talking to customers and things that, you know, that they're looking for. So in the area of productivity and just making it easier to provision, we talked about, you know, some of the challenges with plugins and workspace provisioning. And so one of the things that we're looking at and actually working on right now is a way to do what we call sort of one click install and one click provisioning. So once I've captured an environment, both a tool stack as well as the workspace, you know, basically as a user, I can, you know, pull down from that central repository just through one click, pull down that whole profile with the tool stack, the provisioning, the workspace, all of that information, and very quickly, very easily, basically reproduce that on my own desktop. So I don't have to go and get all the different plugins. I don't have to set the properties. But the idea is get up and running as quickly as possible. So that's one of the things we're working on. Some of the other things are just, you know, maintaining, as I said, maintaining the integrity of the tool stack and the workspace and keeping the workspace up to date. So providing a very thin agent, if you will, that runs within the Eclipse tool stack within the framework and can detect if I change the version of a plugin or I change properties, if I change a workspace property that's not consistent with the profile that I'm currently running against, if you will, that the agent will detect that and give me a way to reconcile the difference. So through some sort of user interface, basically allow me, you know, show me what my profile looked like, show me what changes I've made to it, and then give me the option to say, well, did you really want to do this? Are you creating a new profile, or do you basically want to go back and roll back to the profile that you started with? So this is all on the client side, but again, it gives the developer a very easy way to maintain that integrity, and again, not to prevent them from making changes, just to make them aware of it and give them some tools that will make it easy for them to make the choices, to visually compare differences between an existing profile and changes they've made. And then if they decide to accept the changes, to recapture that new profile and, again, automatically push it back to the server so that everyone knows about it. The other idea, we talked about this being sort of a top-down, you know, something that we've been hearing from top-down and within organizations. And one of the things that people have asked for is particularly IT directors, managers, is some sort of statistics and reporting. And this is another area that we're actually working on as part of the solution that we plan on offering, is a way to, you know, say, well, what plugins are being used? How often are the plugins used? How often are certain profiles accessed? How often are people deviating from standard profiles and things like that. So this is, again, something that's probably of more interest to a manager than to an individual developer, but it's something we think is valuable and useful if you're running a project to know, you know, what's being used, how frequently it's being used, what's not being used, and so on and so forth. So these are all things that we're looking at as you know, things to build and offer to developers and offer to project managers as a way to solve some of the challenges that we discussed.
Now, is there any ongoing work in the area of actual lockdown? Like you mentioned earlier, how difficult that is to do. Is it just a hard problem, or is there something that's being considered?
Well, I can say from our side, we've taken the approach of not doing it as an absolute lockdown, because we've actually, you know, in talking to sort of both sides, talking from development managers as well as developers, developers in general don't want their desktop 100% locked down, and so we heard very clearly that message from the developer side. You know, they want the flexibility. They like the idea that the Eclipse framework gives them the ability to customize it and change it as they want to or need to. So quite honestly, we didn't think that really trying to provide a 100% lockdown was necessarily in the best interest of developers. So we're trying to strike that middle ground of some amount of lockdown, if you will, sort of a soft lockdown, but provide the maintainability and the control that the managers want, in order to better run their projects.
Right. So it's a matter of showing the value of the consistency as opposed to preventing them from being inconsistent.
That's exactly it. And that's why I come back to that phrase of maintaining the integrity of the tool stack versus saying, well, we're trying to lock it down. We're really just trying to help you maintain the integrity, let you know if something's changed, let you make the decision about what you want to do, and then let you share that information with your other team members.
So it does sound like you're trying to walk that very thin line between keeping the IT managers and the developers both happy.
We have to. Yeah. They're both customers of ours, and
it's a very realistic strategy.
Well, I think if we tried to keep one or the other happy, we wouldn't be successful. And I would submit that any software vendor, doing that, you always run the risk of keeping one person happy and then the other person unhappy. And the reality is when developers and companies are looking at tools, they take input from both sides. And so I think it's important to listen to both sides and make sure that we're trying to keep them both happy.
So how important do you think the provisioning is? And where does provisioning stand in the mind of the average IT manager or average developer? I know from our experience, we continue to get questions from people out in our community about the specific packages that they can download of Eclipse. It seems to me that we're still at a point where a large proportion of our community doesn't really understand the whole notion of provisioning additional functionality into their work environment. Where do you think that, what level of importance does provisioning have, do you think, within the community?
I think it's, based on what we're hearing, it's gaining more and more importance, in that people are finding that, without being able to provision a consistent environment, it does cost them time, that not knowing exactly what's on the developer desktop, developers running different versions of tool stacks or different versions of plugins within a tool stack does cost them some time, which translates to money. So I think it is gaining more and more popularity. People are asking for it more and more. We're finding even in our customer base, while customers turn to us for, certain tools that we base on the Eclipse framework, things like JBuilder and JOptimizer and some of our other tools, they're also asking, make sure that the solution that you provide doesn't provision just your tools, right? So they want a generic Eclipse provisioning tool, an Eclipse management tool. They don't want a JBuilder provisioning tool per se. So, we are finding that this is something that people are asking for more and more, but they're very careful to say it has to be about Eclipse, not about your specific implementation on top of Eclipse, because they want to be able to use it for their other tools, right? They're buying Eclipse-based tools from other vendors as well. They're buying plugins from a lot of third-party companies, and they want to make sure that whatever solution that a vendor offers them is something that can sort of deal with this whole environment and is consistent. So, we are hearing it quite a bit more. And for large organizations, we're hearing it from small ones, small and medium organizations as well. But large organizations, this is again with reduced IT budgets and reduced spending on software and things like that these days. being able to better manage the software and be able to better manage the developer desktops it translates to real dollars for them.
Thank you so much for chatting with me today, Jeff, about provisioning. There's certainly a lot of challenges out there, and it sounds like the good folks at Embarcadero are meeting some of those challenges head on, and along with other members of the community. It's good to see that effort happening. Again, thank you so much for speaking today, and look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Great. Thanks, Wayne.